Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Sometimes it can feel like the world is hemming you in, like it's crashing down on you, as though everyone all over the place have rejected the truth. And it very well could have felt that way for the disciples on that first Easter Sunday. Now, it certainly shouldn't have. Our Lord told them time and time again that they will crucify him, but that he would rise on the third day. But there they are, only 10 of them, gathered together. Judas had already taken his own life, and Thomas wasn't there. And the 10 of them, even though they should have been running to the tomb, waiting for their Lord to be risen from the dead, they are locked behind closed doors for fear of the world. Their Lord, whom they had followed for those 3 years, was dead. And even though they should have known he was alive, they cowered in fear. The world hemmed them in. But that's not how the story ends, is it? Because if it is, then we are faithful in vain. We hope in nothing. No, the world feels that way to us sometimes too, doesn't it? How corrupt things get, how wicked and treacherous things are, how the faith is mocked. Just this last week, up in my news feed popped up a story about a brand new church that started out in California, a church called the Church of Potential Life, devoted to worshiping the massacre of babies in the womb. That's right, a church completely devoted to celebrating abortion. It has long been a sacrament of the satanic, of the demonic. But to be celebrated in this way, to have services held to worship it, even calling them masses, even having a picture of Mary up front, it is treachery. It is demonic. The devil is the father of lies, and the world has bought into his lies. Yes, it can feel like the world is hemming us in. And we could simply lock our doors and shut ourselves off from everyone else. But Jesus comes to you today just as he came to his disciples that day. And he gives you something that the world cannot give. He gives you his peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace that covers you completely. Yes, it feels like the world is crashing down all around us and its weight feels so heavy. And yet we can still have hope. Because evil doesn't win in the end. We pray these words from Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render to the proud their due reward. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, they murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the Lord of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance, but judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is my rock and my refuge. He shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. There's a very popular theme through many a movie out there, where no matter how bad the evil guy is, no matter how twisted his plot is, that at the end of the day, the hero comes in and against all odds, defeats the bad. Good triumphing over evil. But the fact is that all of those stories are based on fact. They are based on something that is not fiction, but is the truth. Because no matter how bad the adversary gets, no matter how much the hero of our story was beaten and shamefully treated and spit upon, no matter the fact that nails pierced his hands and his feet, that a crown of thorn was dug into his head, no matter all those things, good triumphs over evil. Light prevails over darkness. Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the whole world. For those who have bought into the lies of the devil. For those who in their ignorance have not understood the beauty of life given by the Creator. There is hope for them too. That hope is found in the words written by St. John in our epistle lesson. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? The January issue of Lutheran Witness is all about life after Roe. Life after Roe has fallen. And it has a wonderful list of articles in it that show all of the wonderful options that Christians have provided for those who are aching, for those who do not know where they are to turn, all of the pregnancy centers, all of the places where we provide for mothers, for fathers, and for children. But it also gives that word of God's holy absolution. For no matter how grave our sins are, God is still bigger than that. No matter how wicked and evil we have been in our own lives, God is bigger than that, and he has conquered our sin and our shame. Jesus meets with his disciples, and he gives them his peace. And then he breathes on them the next Sunday, when Thomas is present, and he gives them the office of the keys. He says, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Those words from John 20 are words that we all learn by heart as we are studying the catechism. For Luther uses those words to talk about the office of the keys. Uses those words to show why we can go with our pastor, confess our sins to God, and hear the words of holy absolution from the pastor as from God himself. Not doubting, but firmly believing that by it our sins are forgiven before God in heaven. These words are not by the authority in the pastor because he is a pastor. No, he is a sinful man. But they are given by God himself for your comfort, that you might turn from the wickedness and the filth that you live in and see the salvation won by Jesus Christ. The world hems us in. The world appears to be crashing down all around us, and its weight can be very great. But the fact is that on that cross, when Jesus' heel was bruised, he crushed the devil's head. Jesus wins the victory. The tomb is empty because he lives. And as we saw in Ezekiel, because he lives, as dry as our bones become in their resting place temporarily, they will be brought back together and the sinews will come upon them, and we will confess him without end. Sin will be gone away. Destruction will be gone away. Murder will be gone away. And we shall live for all eternity. The new heavens and the new earth, where we will sing the praises of him who called us out of that darkness. But now we live in his life. Because Jesus lives, we shall live also. Take heart, he said, I have overcome the world. The church sings, O sons and daughters of the King, whom heavenly hosts in glory sing, today the grave has lost its sting. How blessed are they who have not seen, and yet whose faith has constant been, for they eternal life shall win. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.